Okay, well, we've just poured some more mulled wine and we're going to have a mince pie
Mince
each now.
pies,
All
yummy.
nice
Oh,
and
it's
warm.
warm.
All nice and warm now from being on top of the fire. First mince pie of the year. Oh, I've already eaten practically my body weight in mince pies. So, right. So, Helen, you've got an amazing book here. This is another one of your Christmas gift must-haves. Tell more.
Yeah, absolutely. This is what I've decided is my favourite ocean book of the year. It's called The Rime of the Modern Mariner. It's by an illustrator called Nick Hayes. And basically, it's a graphic novel that retells Samuel Coleridge's classic poem, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. And he just basically moves the whole thing into the present day, into a plastic-filled ocean and the various modern threats that the oceans face today. But the illustrations are just stunning. I should say they're all in shades of blue. It's sort of reminiscent of The Great Wave of Kanagawa by Hokusai. And I just love the way the characters are there. I mean, a lot of the time, the main characters are sort of just looking really horrified at what's going on around him. There's actually quite a lot of science in there as well. I saw Nick Hayes do a lecture about this, and he did spend a lot of time doing the research into the species that were there, the problems, and so on. So I can't recommend it enough. I don't want to give too much away because I think you just have to see it for yourself. It's a beautiful, beautiful book. It makes a lovely gift. It's a great big sort of thick hardback with a ribbon to keep your place and stuff, and it's just gorgeous, isn't it? Sarah's having a look now. I think it's the first time she's seen it.
It is absolutely beautiful. The illustrations are fantastic, and it's magical actually. Really beautiful illustrations, and the different shades of blue. It really, evokes a sense of the ocean as well. So fantastic.
I love it very much. I especially love the cameo played by the much missed Roger Deakin and the appearance of sculptor David Nash's Ash Dome. But you're just going to have a look at it and find out what I'm talking about because it's a fantastic book. In fact, Nick's book is just one of the ones I picked out for the website The Browser when they recently asked me to name my top five books about the ocean. And you can find out which other ones I picked by visiting thebrowser.com/5books. And we'll put some links to that on our website as well.